This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 3,000 more children living in poverty could qualify for free full-day preschool under a proposed rule change. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The proposal would make four-year-olds from families at or below the federal poverty level eligible for tuition-free full-day classes. When the state tightened eligibility requirements this summer, many very low-income families were cut to 15 hours of preschool. The rule change aims to fix that. State officials say enrollment and budget forecasts indicate there's enough money to pay for the extra hours. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Conditions on the Colorado River have improved enough that a current water-saving agreement should be enough to keep the river system stable. That's according to an update from the federal government. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
This is a big change from the U.S. Department of the Interior. In 2022, the agency said drastic cuts from states were needed to avoid a crisis on the Colorado River, and it threatened to use its power to force the cuts if needed. A wet winter and spring changed the math, and the feds are sending a strong signal that a water-saving plan announced by California, Arizona, and Nevada in May will be enough to avoid an emergency for now. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Three Colorado congressmen have sent a letter to insurance companies pushing them to extend additional living expenses for Marshall Fire survivors. The letter, signed by Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper and Representative Jonah Goose, asks insurance providers to extend coverage from 2 years to 3 years. The two-year anniversary of the Marshall Fire is this December. In Grand Junction, a group of moms needed support with breastfeeding. They found a community many of them didn't realize they needed.
I'm new to the area, so it's been really good to just see other moms.
Good going.
We will meet some of those moms and their burping babies later in this hour. Across the metro area, some clouds moving in ahead of a snowy weekend. High in Denver, right at 50 this afternoon. This is CPR News.